Hi, Bob Barney with The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. And to give you a primer of today's show, I actually recorded this last night at about 7 o'clock. And the reason I recorded this last night, and I had planned on doing it, but already the surprise I was going to give has already happened. President Trump just announced on Truth Social, which I have a problem with a president using a profit-making company that he owns to get all his press releases out when he's supposed to be representing all of America, announced that Pakistan had made an agreement with him and Iran to have a two-week ceasefire and prevent tonight's planned destruction of Iran, as he called it. I think, by the way, what President Trump was doing was actually good strategy here, and I did think Iran was going to blink. But why I knew something was going to happen, and this is going to be a little different take than I think you think this show is going to go, and that is because I heard at 3 o'clock on CNN, my wife actually, we went to Virginia Beach for business, but she stopped at Macy's to return something, and while I was waiting in the parking lot for her to come out, I heard on CNN at about 3 o'clock that there was going to be a ceasefire, possibly, that it was not being released by the White House, but sources in Pakistan said they had reached an agreement with Iran to have a two-week ceasefire, possibly open up the Strait of Hormuz for 3 weeks, or 2 weeks, I'm sorry, and but it was not reported by the White House until after the stock market closed. And I said to my wife on the way home, and that's why I was doing this tonight, because I did not think it was going to happen immediately. And I thought tomorrow I was going to say, see, I predicted this correctly, but now I'm a Johnny come lately. But I'm going to say what I said to my wife, you can believe this or not, at about 3:15 when she came out to the car. I said, Pakistan is announcing, and it's not been confirmed by the White House, that there's going to be a two-week ceasefire, and the planned bombing and destruction of Iran was going to take hold for at least 2 weeks. And I said, someone, maybe in the White House, that is going to release this after the stock market and the markets close, again, is going to make hundreds of millions, maybe $1 billion on this move. I said, you mark my words, if Trump does come out and say that he's accepted this ceasefire, that the stock market was going to go up over 1,000, and that oil would probably plummet by $10 to $15 a barrel overnight. And that is what the show is going to be tomorrow, today, when you're listening to this at noontime, if you're listening live, that you could see that I had accurately predicted what the markets were going to do. So we're going to see, because this is still a good, 14, 15 hours before this airs. But I already said to Tammy, my wife, that this is still stock and oil manipulation. So if you knew this was going to be happening and that Trump was going to have this post, and you sold all of your oil and bought all of the low stocks that's going to rebound at this news, then overnight you're going to make, if you had enough money to invest, you're going to make tens of millions, hundreds of millions, and depending on these billionaires playing the market, $1 billion or more on this news that was waited to be announced after the stock market closed, so you and I could not take advantage of this. And I knew this was going to happen. And I said, Tammy, you mark my words, tomorrow morning, you're going to wake up, you're going to turn on CNBC, and you're going to see all these markets, oil going down dramatically, and all the stocks that really have been hurt. Apple was down yesterday, what, 3.5%, and other stocks that are hurting because of this war, that they're going to rebound. And if people bought the stocks, you know, 3 o'clock yesterday, meaning yesterday, Tuesday, that they're going to get a lot of money out of it. And that's exactly what happened. And when I listened at 7 o'clock, when I went up here to record this, that Trump put this on social media, I said at the time that oil is going to go down a lot by morning. and the stock market was going to go up 1,000, maybe more. And it was not even 8 minutes. Right now it's like 7:20. It was not even 8 minutes. I went to Bloomberg and watched that oil plummeted $12 a barrel in 3 to 5 minutes. Duh. Is there some kind of manipulation going on here? And the answer is yes. I do believe, and I was going to do a show, and I was waiting to see what was going to happen tonight, and I was going to do the show tomorrow. I had every plan to do the show right before the noontime to see what happened until I heard that report at 3 o'clock. And that's when I said, I'm going to do the show early. I'm not going to hold the show. I'm going to do the show early. And because I believe tonight Trump is going to announce he accepts the 2-week ceasefire. Iran already has accepted it, as has been reported on the TV, that they have already accepted the 2-week ceasefire. If they're going to open the strait or not, I assume maybe for 2 weeks they will. Israel has also agreed to stop all bombing, and so we'll see what happens in that case. But it's just over and over again reeks of the swamp corruption. And I'm afraid to say that although I am happy that the strategy was sound, and the program I was going to do today, right now, and I was going to broadcast, was that the strategy really worked. Because you need to make an enemy totally aware that they would be 100% annihilated, like we did Germany, like we did Japan. Because contrary to what all these experts want to tell you, when they say air power alone does not work, it's never done a job. Well, the two A-bombs over Japan did the job. They surrendered within a week, and they were not going to surrender. In fact, the military, even after the two A-bombs, did not want to surrender. The emperor forced the surrender because he did not want to see the total annihilation of the island, and he did not know how many more nuclear bombs we had to drop on them. We did not have any more. We dropped the two we had, but nobody knew that, and it worked. And the same thing, the firebombing of Dresden, Germany, and Berlin, and all these other, Hamburg, Germany, and all these other cities, brought Germany instantly to the peace treaty and accepted total surrender. And so firebombing from the sky works. And I said it was a great strategy, and it is a good strategy. This was the first time that I saw a strategy from Trump, like Trump 1.0, that actually I knew was going to work. And that was what the show was going to be about today. And I'm very happy that this bombing did not happen. And I do hope that there is some kind of a peace treaty going to happen. But the first thing I ever wrote for The Plain Truth in 2008, the very first article I wrote for the new Plain Truth, was when we didn't have broadcast yet, we just had the plaintruth.com, that whenever you hear there's peace in the Middle East, war is going to break out. You will always have the Middle East in your future. As long as and before Jesus Christ returns to this earth, the Middle East will always be the major focus of world events until Christ returns. So whenever you think there's peace coming, there's probably going to be a war following that. And I think right now, at the end of 2 weeks, we are going to see that the oil prices came down, the stock market went back up, it's going to go up a lot for the next 2 weeks, and then we're going to go back to war maybe, because I don't believe Iran, that snake is not dead, and I do not believe Iran is going to come through with what we wanted. Now, here's one of two possibilities that could happen. I'm going to talk about this after the brief break about the Plain Truth commercial I'm going to do live here. But the two possibilities of what Trump's going to do in over the next 2 weeks and in 2 weeks. I'll be right back. This is Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today and theplaintruth.com, the place to go to try to find out what's happening, why it's happening, and does God have anything to do with it? Because the greatest news headlines are yet to be written, but you can read them today if you read the prophecies in the Bible. And that's what theplaintruth.com and The Plain Truth Today is all about, to inform our readers and our listeners of what they can expect when it comes to biblical prophecy, because God's prophecies are not going to fail. You can depend on what God says will happen 100% of the time, and God will always be right. We can't predict the time, the date, because Jesus said we don't know the time or date, only the Father knows, but we do know it's going to happen. So you go to theplaintruth.com, The Plain Truth Today, and you can be informed about future headlines. Actually, isn't headlines that tells you what's happening in the future more important than headlines in the past? You know, when you read headlines or you watch a weather report, they tell you what happens yesterday, basically. But the Bible tells you what's going to happen in the future. And that is the news you really need to have. That's theplaintruth.com. Go there every day and you will not be disappointed with all this information that we bring to you. Thank you. And we're back with the Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. And what I wanted to say is Trump's got two things I believe could happen in the next 2 weeks. One, he realizes, and tonight's election, and I'm doing this before the results, and so tomorrow when you're listening to this, you will find out the results, that Marjorie Taylor Greene's district is up for an election tonight, and that is a 92% Republican district. Trump took that in 24 by 67%, and it's always been a strong Republican district, and the Republican candidate endorsed by Donald Trump is struggling a little bit against a Democrat who happens to be a black man who is a brigadier general, and you can't say he's this liberal anti-American communist like most Democrats are. He may be yes, a wolf in sheep's clothing. I don't know anything about the guy. But if he ends up winning tonight, that's going to be another sign where Trump, plan number one, is going to accept whatever the deal is, even if it means the Iran regime stays, they don't give up their bomb program or their missile program, and they keep working on nuclear proliferation and looking to make atomic bombs. And I think that is a very strong possibility, especially if the Marjorie Taylor Greene district goes Democrat. That will mean that every single election since 2024 that has happened, now this will be what, 32 or 33 of them, the Democrat has won in every one of them. And in fact, has won in places where Republicans always win. And that is a signal that the Republicans are in a lot of trouble this fall. And Donald Trump has to realize, I hope he realizes one thing, that if the Democrats take control of the House, he's impeached. And if they take control of the Senate and they have enough Republicans, and by then I think they would, they will remove him this time. They will impeach and remove. And Vice President Vance will be your new president. And I think Donald Trump realizes that. And so the strategy was a great strategy, and it worked. And if he capitulates and accepts the deal because he wants to see prices come down, he wants to see stock market go up, and he wants to see the economy turned around, which it will turn around really fast, then he might be able to maybe lose the House, but in such a small majority to the Democrats that they may not even impeach him. And if they even do that, the Senate will stay Republican if all of this ends right now. Option two is that at the end of 2 weeks, he announces that Iran has not agreed to any of the 16 points that he's looking for, including opening the Straits of Hormuz and stopping their nuclear program and never go after making a bomb, then and starts the war again, then you're going to see oil go back up to $125. Somebody's going to get rich again, and you're going to see the stock market plunge again. I don't believe he's going to do option two this time. I think he's had enough of the war. I think he was led astray by some of the military people like Pete Hegseth, who wanted to fight the whole world and found out that they can't defeat the whole world like they arrogantly thought they could. And I think Donald Trump is looking for an out. And I think my option number one is going to be the play of the day. And in 2 weeks, we're going to have an end of this war, and Iran will have survived the leadership will have survived. And in fact, the leadership will not only have survived, they will see that at any moment that they want to, they can again close the straits and stop the oil from leaving the Gulf states, causing inflation and the world back in turmoil. So they really will be the winner of this whole thing if option one is played out. But at the same time, in the short run, it's going to be very good for Donald Trump, for the Republican Party, and for the elections this November, at least as fact as far as concerning Donald Trump's future. And so I'm going to say right now, I think it's going to be option one. He's going to say they capitulated, we won the war, and everything is great, even though that's not the case. That is my fear. Because I do believe in my heart that we had to go against Iran and take out the regime. I think to do that, we should have done a better job preparing the American people for this mission than we did. Because the arrogancy of this presidency this time around just simply goes and does things on the cuff without planning and thinking things through. This is what I think should have happened. You should have been preparing for a year and maybe even not have started this until the fall or after the elections, at least, you know, politically. And you should have been having your CIA smuggling every kind of missile, armaments, you name it, to the people of Iran to be able to fight. That would have been more effective to prepare them for what was going to happen. Let them know what was going to happen. And then, therefore, when you did start all this bombing campaign, there would have been a resistance armed in that country that could have taken control. That has not been the case. The Iranian people have been basically screwed in this whole deal because they are not been armed, that I can see, and they are in worse shape now than they were before the bombing started and this war started. One of the things, unless you're a history buff like I am, about World War II that so many people probably do not realize was that the Allied strategy in against Germany, this is, was that we had an underground going on in France, in the Netherlands, and in Germany of people being supported by what became our CIA at the time. It was the ISS or something like that. But it became the CIA. We were preparing all kinds of things by the underground movement in these countries that we were fighting to liberate, that they were bombing railroads, they were bombing fuel plants, they were bombing oil depots, they were doing all kinds of terrorist activities in their homeland preparing for the great D-Day. And the Americans, by going into Africa first, then going into Italy next, were being prepared for D-Day. And even though D-Day was a very tough movement or military engagement by us, and we did think we were not necessarily going to win on D-Day, and that's why Dwight Eisenhower actually wrote a resignation taking full blame for the disaster of D-Day, and God, in my opinion, made D-Day happen. Because if the weather did not break on D-Day, the D-Day invasion would have been a disaster. But because the miracle of God, because the weathermen said the weather was not going to break on June 6th, but it did. And they were able to land forces in great mass. They were able to fool the Germans. The Germans did not even believe we were going to invade D-Day. And how they did that is they took Patton out of the leadership of the Third Army, and they had him running war games in England like he was preparing for an invasion. And because the Germans were more concerned about what George Patton was doing, Rommel even, which was a great general, was convinced that the D-Day invasion, even when it started, was not the true invasion because George Patton wasn't there, and the Germans believed that George Patton would be a major role in any D-Day type invasion. So when it started, the Germans were caught a little off guard, but they weren't even worried about the D-Day assault because they didn't think it was the real assault. They were still waiting for George Patton. It was absolute great strategy on the part of FDR, George Marshall, Eisenhower, Churchill, and even to a lesser extent, Stalin from Russia, to fool the Germans completely about D-Day And that is what broke the back of Germany. And then the air campaign, which I mentioned earlier, to absolutely destroy the civilian population of Germany, to punish them, to lead them to want to surrender, worked. But the people were so prepared in America, the underground in France and the Netherlands and Germany and Australia and in Italy even, they were so prepared for total war and boots on the ground, that's why we won. And this time around, there was no preparation. This was a Venezuela-type operation in Donald Trump's mind, and it was sold to him by Pete Hegseth, in my opinion. I don't have a fact to prove that. And that he thought it was going to be a cakewalk. And at the same time, I'm afraid people around him, and maybe even in his own family, knew it was also an opportunity to make a bunch of money on Wall Street and in the oil trades. And that's what happened. If you follow Polymarket, and the only place I know doing this is one reporter, I can't remember her name, on CNBC, who has been constantly following the Polymarket bets. For those who don't understand Polymarket, it's a online site that you go and you bet on things. You bet on who's going to win the Super Bowl or who's going to win the election. Or in this case, when exactly are we going to attack Iran? Or when are we going to not attack Iran? And there's bets placed. And if you bet right, you can make big dollars. And there is already recorded instances proven that inside information within the White House has played the Polymarket game to great advantage over this last 5 weeks. And that should bother everybody who really wants to see corruption unearthed and destroyed and brought to light and prosecuted. And I think we're seeing this. I think we have a corruption here. If Donald Trump's involved or not, I'm not going to say that yet, but I'm telling you it's going on. And there are reporters, at least one on CNBC, and I bet you there are more we haven't heard about yet, that are doing the same thing, and they're tracking this. Barron Trump, for example, made $40 million in 1 hour on a Truth Social post concerning the war when there was a peace plan announced, what was this now, 3 weeks ago, and he made $40 million in 2 hours on oil futures by buying them cheap and selling them high. And then about 3 days later, then Trump came out on Truth Social again and said the war was back on, and he had sold his oil at the high price and made money as it went down as well, and made even more money. And a lot of other people this morning, and that's Tuesday morning. Remember, I'm doing this Tuesday night. This morning, it's been reported, at least by this one reporter on CNBC, that up to $1 billion have been made by people around the White House. Not necessarily White House people themselves, though they're probably involved, but people like the billionaires around the White House that may have knowledge of what's happening before it happens and playing the market with knowledge you and I do not have. And so we are losing our money if you have a 401k or an IRA, or if you are stupid enough to own oil stocks, because that's the most loser game there is in the market. Only inside information ever is going to work on predicting oil futures. And if you do have that inside information, you can make a lot of money, because oil can go up $10, $15 a day and go down $10, $15 a day. That represents hundreds of millions of dollars of profits for some and losses for others. And the people who lose are the idiots who think the oil was what you should buy right now instead of gold. And they took all their money from gold and they put it in oil thinking it's going to go to $180 a barrel. And maybe that's never been the plan in the first place. And they are the ones that lost $100 billion or $200 billion last night, or tonight, actually. Or like I said, this is done Tuesday night. This is a Wednesday show. So I'm saying last night, someone made a ton of money with oil going down by $16 a barrel by the time I ended this show right now at about, 7:38 p.m. And we'll see. This is going to play noontime on Wednesday, and we'll see if by this time noon, on when you're hearing this, if oil continues to go down and stocks, certain stocks that were down real bad because of the war, goes up. And that is the thing that I'm worried about the most, because corruption breeds corruption. And that's lawlessness. That is stealing. You know, the Ten Commandments, which we break every day in this country, the whole idea of the Democrat policies of stealing from the rich and giving to the poor is thievery. It breaks two of the Ten Commandments. One, it breaks the commandment of coveting what your neighbor has, and then it also of stealing what your neighbor has. Just the Democrat policies of abortion is thou shalt not murder, of the sex position that they take on who's a boy, who's a girl, is the adultery commandment. They break all Ten Commandments, by the way, because they don't even accept God in the Democratic Party anymore. But this corruption, I'm afraid, is still going to be the news after this war is over, if it is over, and we'll see that in 2 weeks' time. But the absolute corruption here is the telltale problem that I foresee that's going to really dog this administration after the November elections, especially if the Democrats take big control of the House and a pretty good control of the Senate. And then you're going to see investigations that are going to be quite embarrassing to a lot of people. I'll tell you that right now. But we'll see. Like I said, by the time you hear this, you're going to know where Marjorie Taylor Greene's seat went to. And because of this news happening, but it may be too late because the elections happen during the daytime, but depending on how this election goes, I think it's going to be a lot of what Donald Trump does. Because if they lose that seat, he knows he's finished. If they continue to save that seat with a new Republican that he endorsed that nobody even knows who he is, if that happens, then I think Donald Trump is going to have a sigh of relief and maybe not worry as much about going back to war if he thinks that's what he should do. And I'm going to end this by saying right now, we needed to prepare the American people, we needed to prepare the world and our allies, and we should have had the underground in Iran ready for an invasion, and we should have bombed the living bejesus out of the Iranian superstructure, including their power plants, including their water supplies, hit the people of Iran as well, but have the resistance forces there armed to the teeth, ready to help us when we went in with ground troops. Because ultimately, in Germany, in Japan, and anywhere you're going to win a war, you have to bring in troops to secure the peace. That's that simple. If we did not do that in Germany or Japan, the military and the military-industrial complex of Germany and Japan would have come out of that war still in control if no boots were on the ground. And unless we do that with Iran in another 5 or 6 years, maybe less, you're going to see a snake revived in Iran, causing trouble throughout the world again. It's a regime that must come to an end if there is any chance of any type of Middle Eastern peace before we know what's going to eventually blow up. If you read the Bible and you know your prophecies, you know there's going to be a headline someday, and you can get this out of Revelation, that 1 billion people, and that's going to be Muslims, that's going to be people between the Tigris and your Euphrates River, is going to die in a single day. Yes, that's in Revelation. And I don't have time to get into reading that right now or at the end of this show, but you can find it yourself. Start reading around chapter 8 and finish around chapter 12, and you're going to see that prediction. And it's going to be a headline someday that an atomic, and in my opinion, an atomic exchange is going to take place between the King of the North, which is the revised Holy Roman Empire, and the King of the South, which is the United States of Islamic Republics across Africa and all the way over to Iran. And the Europeans are going to nuke between the Tigris and Euphrates, and everyone living there is going to be dead. Some 1 billion people. That's the headline of tomorrow that's going to happen. Well, I'm out of time, but we'll see what happens. We'll see how right I am. This is Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.